think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down! Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Johnny Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776 is your number. And it is a What Are the Odds Wednesday, so please put odds on things. And I don't know why everybody's so salty today. I guess they were all up drinking and watching the game. That's probably what it is.
Maybe so.
That's what I was doing. But anyway, so if you missed the first hour, all available on podcastarena.com. Which is a great new site that we at Gow Media have come up with here. Full show podcasts, and we're working on some things to make it even better. Brandon, who is handling that, does a great job, so it's going to get even better. So check us out there, and you can always listen to us on TuneIn Radio. You can listen to us on the ESPN Radio app. You can also listen to us this way, right here on the radio, and you won't hear any apologies. There's a difference between apologizing for saying something that might be offensive versus having an opinion about something. Like, okay, I think the Texans are going to lose to the Colts. And if they lose, then I got to come back Friday and say, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry that I was wrong about that. It's like, no, I'm happy I'm wrong about that. But that's just me. So, what are the odds the Texans give up way too much for Jimmy Garoppolo before the 2016 season?
That's almost percent 1,000.
But he's not an O'Brien guy.
He's a Belichick guy, and that automatically translates. All right. Everyone knows that. Hey, somebody sent me a thing in celebration of Jack in the Box's heritage of serving breakfast all day for nearly 25 years. They want to do something called Random Acts of Breakfast, and they want to bring us breakfast stuff.
Who does?
Jack in the Box. Do you want them to bring us some breakfast stuff?
I like the breakfast, Jack.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't mind the breakfast, Jack.
It says that's their most popular breakfast item since 1972.
Hmm.
Does that come on the sourdough?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
What's it come on, a biscuit?
Well, I guess it's just...
Or is it on a bun?
It's on a bun, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like their sourdough. Hmm. What do you think, John?
I wouldn't mind some breakfast from Jack in the Box.
Okay. They said they'll give us some $25 gift cards to give to the listeners, too.
Well, that's nice.
But we'll probably keep those.
Yeah. Buy more. You can buy, I think you can buy 25 breakfast jacks with that.
Probably.
Pretty close.
Okay. I'll tell them he can bring some stuff to us.
Yeah, sure. Done.
Is this a manager at a Jack in the Box, or who is this?
No, it's like from Jack in the Box marketing people.
Huh.
They emailed it to me. They usually don't email me this kind of stuff, but.
Is Jack going to bring it?
I don't think so.
He's kind of creepy.
I mean, he's super busy.
Yeah, but he's kind of creepy. I kind of like him.
Dude, you just watched Colby Rasmus doused in champagne with no shirt.
For the
and
second
goggles.
Time.
Yeah, and you're telling me Jack is creepy?
Mm-hmm. Especially when it shows him with his wife and stuff, because I try to imagine what that would be like if they were, you know, when they were in the biblical way.
Right.
You're seeing that big head.
Yeah. But his wife doesn't have a big head.
No, that's
but
why.
His kids do.
Yeah, which is kind of weird, a little creepy.
Which, boy, you got to imagine his wife is just blown out from that, delivering those big head babies.
Or
is that a planned C-section, you think?
It's got to be, right, because otherwise that shop is wrecked.
Yeah.
There's no way. Let's see if the phone calls get better. Greg, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Greg?
Hello?
Hey, sports, Greg.
Sports. What are the odds the Longhorns win more than two games, and what are the odds Charlie Strong is still here next year? I'll hang up.
Those are good questions. I imagine he'll still be there next year. Win more than two games, as in they'd have to win two more games over the course of the year. They're going to beat Kansas. That's
a win.
An automatic.
You can go ahead and put a check mark by that one.
I think you're basically down to looking at Will they beat Iowa State?
Yeah, I'll say yes.
Okay. Then, yeah, they'll win more than two games.
That's about
it. Ask me if they'll win more than three. Getting risky there. Texas Tech is the next most winnable game on that schedule.
Yeah.
And it's home. I don't feel great about it, though.
No, what about K-State?
K-State's going to destroy them, I have a feeling. Mm. K-State's pretty good.
They are. They should have beaten
Light. They should be undefeated right now.
Let's try Melvin. Melvin, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you, man.
What are the odds that the tomorrow night's game, that Mallett going there and bombed the first and second quarter, and then they pulled him and put Hoyer back in? I'll hang up and listen.
Man, I'll be honest. I have no idea what they're doing with that quarterback spot. No idea.
I would say,
like, they make it act like Hoyer just came in because they were in junk time, but I don't buy that.
I would say 50-50 chance he's pulled at halftime tomorrow.
If they're losing,
I think he gets pulled, and there's a good chance they're losing.
Listen, if you can't have success against that defense, that Colts defense,
yeah, it's not going to happen. So, Michael Pearson's kid is here. Congratulations, Pearson.
Oh, sorry, man.
Jet Pearson.
Poor Mike Pearson. That dude's older than me, and he's having a brand new baby.
Yeah, his life is about to change.
I don't know what he's thinking with that.
And that's a guy that likes to have fun.
He does. I think this is a big mistake. I think it's a big mistake, Mike.
Well, I think the age.
Congratulations, but I mean, it's a big mistake.
The age gap between the newborn and his son, mm-hmm. I think it's like 20 years or something.
Dude, how are you ever going to retire?
He can't.
I mean, like, I'm constantly in a state of stress over, like, putting together a college fund for my kids and building a retirement and things like that. How are you going to do that if you've got, you know, what if you had a kid tomorrow? And I remember you fool, when you got married, you guys were talking about maybe trying to have one. And I was like, don't you do it, Fred. That'll ruin your whole life. You're lucky you didn't have a kid.
I'm not commenting on that at all.
You are lucky.
We tried, didn't work out.
But admit,
she was too old.
Admit that you're lucky.
You're blessed
with the children you have, and that's enough.
I would not trade my life right now for anything else out there.
Exactly.
But you always feel that way, and then when they show up, then you kind of like them.
Ugh. So you got the opposite feeling of me.
But no, at this point, because frankly, mine are at that age now where, well, my son's going to be in college next year.
Yeah, mine have a countdown clock in their bedrooms till they're 18. It counts down days, hours, all the way. They know. Time's running out. This gravy train, it ain't going to go forever.
Let's try Ray. What's up, Ray?
What's up? What's going on?
Sports, man.
All right. Hey, what are the odds, or what are the chances that Andre Johnson, having done nothing all year, goes off on the Texans tomorrow or on Thursday?
Oof. I don't feel good about Andre's chances.
Tomorrow is Thursday, right?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah. Either way, you were right. So
I don't feel good about his chances of going off just because, like I said, I've watched Andre play. I've watched the film on him. It's not that they're not throwing him the ball. It's Andre's not getting open. Andre doesn't have that step that he used to have. He can't get any separation. He's just, I hate to say it because he's been so, you know, he was so great here for so long, but he's just a guy now. He's not a game changer. Not a difference maker.
Well, if he is going to go off, it'd be against these guys.
Should be, but I don't have high hopes. And the other thing is, he's the number three wide receiver on that team, and probably the number four option in the passing game. You know, and they got a rookie draft pick that they're probably going to try to work in by the. I don't know that
and a banged up Andrew Luck on top of everything else.
All right, guys, it's fantasy season. And I've been telling you guys about Sports Manias all season long. It's an awesome app. It's going to help you dominate your league. Sports Manias, you go to the App Store. It's a free app, so it doesn't cost you anything. It's not going to. It's very simple. Search for Sports Manias, one word, and it's going to give you a leg up on your competition. You import your fantasy teams from Yahoo, CBS, or ESPN, and get personalized feeds from fantasy football experts about your players. I know I hate sifting through all the reports on other people's guys that I don't care about. You get breaking news, scoring opportunities, fantasy points, milestones, real-time updates on your players and just your players to make smarter lineup decisions. I've been using this app because it helps me keep all my leagues together because I've got leagues on all different kinds of formats. I've got ESPN leagues, Yahoo leagues, CBS leagues, and it helps me keep it all condensed into one spot. Sports Manias brings you a new fantasy tool that gives you an edge to help dominate your league. So get it on your cell or tablet now. Go to the App Store, download Sports Manias for free right now. That's Sports Manias. Do it.
ESPN. 97.5. Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-3776. What are the odds Wednesday? Show hasn't gone quite the way I thought it would today.
No, what were you expecting?
I thought everybody would be in a better mood.
It's about right to me.
Yeah. Oh, well. Let's try a phone call. Let's try Diana.
Diana?
She dropped off. Let's try Adrian. What's up, Adrian?
Yo, what's up, sports fella?
Sports to you, man.
Yeah, I got a question about the college playoff. Big 12 champion, ACC champion, Big Ten champion. What are the odds that I don't know how to put it in, what are the odds, but SEC champion or Pac-12 champion? The SEC champion with two losses or the Pac-12 champion, one loss. Who gets in? Thank you.
It kind of depends on who the teams are, I think. I mean, I if you've got a two-loss Alabama and a one-loss Arizona State, I guess they already have two losses, huh? One-loss Stanford, they'll probably go with Alabama. But that's a tough call.
Utah, one-loss Utah.
Yeah, that's another good one. I bet that a two-loss Alabama would get in over them. It's not necessarily fair, but I could see that.
Whoops, after we got the notice that Jet Pearson was born, now we get a false alarm.
He went back in?
I must have.
Oh, good. It's not too late to change your mind, Mike Pearson. I mean, I guess technically it is.
Well, yeah. I don't know if they pushed it back or what. What if that thing comes out with a jack-in-the-box head?
That would creep me out. But, you probably get an Us Weekly or something like that.
Oh, boy. Let's try Brandon S. One of many Brandons.
Yo, Brandon.
Hey, guys, sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, appreciate you guys having me. I love the show. What are the odds? Assuming Andrew Luck is healthy and that he does play, what are the odds he actually plays four quarters on Thursday? I'll hang up and listen.
I think if he gets out there, I'm sure he's going to I'm sure he's going to play the whole game. I don't think they're going to throw him out there if they don't think he's healthy enough to go. That's a long-term investment that you don't want you don't want to waste on a Thursday night game against a crappy Texans team.
Yeah, although if that's a weird injury, and that's one you can re-injure pretty easily. So I could see him getting hurt again, but apparently Hasselbeck's questionable too, but they did get rid of their emergency quarterback, so. Yeah.
Makes me think that he's all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Santos, what are the odds you guys are doing a poker tournament, the new Dave & Buster's here in Webster, as soon as it's done? I don't know. We won't do any poker. We don't do poker tournaments during football season. We're too busy.
Yeah. Brian asks, what are the odds you buy half points to get to the next whole number? That's something that we talked about before. I know Willie B's big on that. I don't rarely buy halves.
The only time I buy a half point is if it's going to get me on the right side of 3 or 7.
Yeah. And
If you're buying from, you know, -4.5 to -4, you're wasting money.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's if it's on a 3, a 7, a 10, a 14, a 17, any prime scoring number, then most of the time, if you just shop around a little bit, you'll find that hook anyway.
Right.
And it saves you the money. But I'll do it.
I mean, -110, you're already giving juice to the house.
Yeah.
If you buy that half point, you're now -120. I mean, you're at some point, it's not make you, the value's not there.
And, you know, RJ will tell you there's never a time to do that. And Willie will tell you all the time to do it. So just there's a lot of people that have a different approach to it. I rarely do it, mainly because here's why I don't do it. Because I don't think – I don't have to play every game, right?
No.
So if I see a game that's close enough that I think I need to buy a half point, then shouldn't I just pass on it?
Probably.
And that's where – you know, I'll go play the game where it's if I'm taking +7.5 that's already outside of 7 that I think is going to be just as close.
Listen, there's a lot of this discussion in your audiobook, Fred.
Our audiobook.
Yeah.
Which will be out very soon.
Yes.
Very soon. We have some exciting stuff coming from Gal Media Audio Publications. just telling you. Some very good stuff coming. Let's
Oh boy, did you see that that Bevo isn't coming to the game, the cow?
No. What happened to Bevo?
Bevo 14 has a life-threatening illness. In a release issued by the school Wednesday afternoon, Bevo 14 is being examined by veterinarians and unable to make the trip to Dallas. Bevo is a fighter, a symbol of strength, and who fans across the world care deeply about.
He's a walking stake. Come on.
We are carefully monitoring Bevo's condition at this time, and we'll update the public as we find out more about his condition. The safety and well-being of Bevo 14 is always our primary concern, and therefore he will not be attending the game on Saturday, said Ricky Brennis. I know Ricky.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Name drop.
I know the executive director of the Silver Spurs Alumni Association. What do you think of that?
Interesting.
Listen, this is the Bevo that's been around since... After the 2004 season is when he took over for Bevo 13.
Getting a lot of Twitter thoughts and prayers for Bevo, too.
Yeah, Bevo is a national championship cow in 2005, and he played for another in 2009. But if you ask me why Bevo is sick right now, I can tell you.
are they assuming the result of the Red River rivalry will kill Bevo?
I think that's the thing. This is a precaution. It's a precaution. They don't want Bevo to see what's happening.
By the way,
Bevo slaughter is not something he wants to be around.
So when he dies, they eat him? That's what you do with a steer, right?
I mean, I don't think so. Like
I think they should serve him up to, you know, get some rich guys because there's a bunch of rich guys at Texas.
Yeah, but
have a big meal and take that money and go buy some better football players.
The guys who are around there, these are the guys like the guys with that kind of dough, like the big dough guys. They're like creepy ritual guys. So they go out on, they wear, you know, they just smear Bevo's blood all over their bodies and then like circle up and do chants and then probably cremate him or something.
I'd rather have a steak myself.
Or they wear, like they put his head on their bodies and run around.
So they Rob Stark him, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. That seems.
There's probably some weird stuff going on. I don't really know what happens. Chase says UT doesn't have a backup Bevo. They've got an emergency Bevo. He's never there on game day, though.
Yeah.
So, like, they have a Bevo ready to go in case Bevo 14 dies. But they don't have, like, a spare Bevo that can fill in for him this week.
Just like their quarterback position.
Pretty much.
I could tell he was excited about that. He could just, you know, usually he's over there doing all this stuff, but he jumped on that microphone in a hurry.
So, since it's What Are the Odds Wednesday, what are the odds Bevo 14... outlast Charlie Strong at Texas?
26%. It sounds serious enough. When you can't take a steer to a game, it's serious enough that you have to be worried about his well-being. Especially that game.
Yeah.
So, and Lamont points out the Colts did re-sign Josh Johnson today. So.
Oh, boy.
And the hockey leagues are now all locked and ready to go. You know who the other one was who hadn't signed up and I thought had? The Canadian.
Really?
So the last three to sign up, the three I've been waiting on all day, were you, Jong, and her. Wonderful. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
My name is Wooly B. I've been around sports betting since the age of three. I grew up on racetracks and my grandpa would say, don't play the game, son, just play the game.
I took and we're back on The Blitz. And this is usually where Wooly B shows up because this is the Wooly B song. But he's not there.
He's not there?
No. I was going to just stall for as long as I could, figuring he'll pop up here.
Oh, damn.
But we get to hear Justin Van Zandt sing.
Say, hello, friends.
That's always good, right?
Yeah.
I'll teach you all the rules. All right. Well, I don't know what to do now.
Is this back-to-back flakeouts for Wooly?
I think it is. You know, you only get three of those, no matter how much we love you.
Man.
Get the third one, and we got to put you in the wind, man. Those are Blitz rules, and we all know rules are rules. Can't be violated. All right, well, we'll take some phone calls. Let's try Jace. What's up, Jace? Oh, okay, never mind. Sorry, Jace. We'll put you back on hold. Wooly's here now. I'm glad you made it. We're pretty much going to have to turf you if you missed again, man.
No, I thought I was in the twilight zone there because I'm listening to y'all. My song comes on. I didn't have your world-famous producer call me yet, and I said, okay, we're missing something here. Where am I? What's going on? Here we go. Maybe because it's Wednesday, not our normal Thursday, Friday. We're off a little bit here.
So you're deflecting the blame over to Jong is what you're telling me.
No, you heard what I said. He's a world famous producer. Easy there. See how you tried to do that on me? I'm trying to take up for him there now. Come on. How are my favorite, I say this in the most loving way, favorite degenerates? On Wednesday, we get to talk about the weekend already. You kind of threw me for a loop. I had to do some quick homework, but I think I'm ready for you. So you fire at me. Hey, real quick, before we get going, I just want to address one thing. You were talking about me and RJ and how we're different on the buying the points. And remember, it's not really any point. It's the 3 and the 7. And I think I do it so much, and y'all are probably used to this by now for me, so many of my plays revolve around the 7 and the 3. And when I see the pros knock them down to 6.5, 2.5, two of my mentors out west in Vegas always told me, Wooly, never buy points to beat the game. Just keep from losing. And so, to me, if 2.5 going to 3, 6.5 to 7, I have 1, 2, 3, and 5-year rolling analytics that have proven, not just with me, but with buddies, that it's actually made sense for us to do it. But I'll tell everyone out there, whatever you do, stay consistent. Don't not do it and then do it. You know, it's like playing blackjack. You have your set of rules, you stick to them.
I'm with you. I feel the same way about those rules from 6.5 to 7, 2.5 to 3, or opposite, 3.5 to 3, or 7.5 to 7. I don't mind a push. I'm not buying from a 7 to get down to 6.5, though.
And that's fine. And just like, you know, and that's great what you just said, AJ. It's never trying to beat the game by buying. It's being greedy. But to eliminate a loss where the pros have just moved it, hey, we're just getting back to where we were before the pros moved it off that special number. Exactly right. And one other thing before we talk about football, we're here, we're in the playoffs. One of my favorite rules, Marcus over at Orleans, he loves it. He says, 'tis the season. Game 7s go under. So if we have any playoff series all the way through the World Series, game 7s does not pertain to game 5s, but game 7s, we get to a game 7, go under. That's a 75% winner over the last 15 years in basketball, hockey, and baseball. So there you go.
Wow. That's a good one to know.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, let's get to the football. First off, a lot of action tomorrow night, including two games here. Got the college game with UH and SMU. You obviously have the Texans. What any rules, any thoughts on any of the games tomorrow night?
Man, you know, the Texans almost gave us a rule, guys, when it was 35-0, 42-0. What's one of my great rules that actually came back and won us some good Dr. Peppers last week when a team wins or loses by 28 points, you go with or against the opposite of what happened that week before. Ah, what do you know? 48-21. That's only 27, right? So I've had a lot of buddies this week go, well, Willie, that's close. Well, no, not close. The rule says 28 points or more you lose by, you take them. But it's 27. You don't have to follow that rule if you're just a hard, fast rule on that, right? Hey, I think we have two sick teams here. I'm not trying to deflect the question. I know all the hometown fans want some action. There's really two trends going on here. And one of them, the Texans have usually laid an egg. I got old Chad Freeman in RL Mortgage said, well, the only trend I see going here is that them Texans always lay an egg when they play on national TV. Well, that's one. But the Colts are beaten up. And here's another trend. I think I'm undefeated playing against teams with beat up or no quarterbacks. And if Luck goes out, Hasselbeck is sick, you know, so little conflicting rules there. I'm just going to have a no play. I'd rather stick to the college game. The Cougars, I've seen the pros push up the rule from push up the number from 22 to 25. I've always said you hardly ever see me go on a college team on the road on the Thursday and Friday night games. SMU's defense is pitiful. Watch out for the back door, but I do like it, don't love it. Like the Cougars minus the points. What is the total in that game, by the way?
72. I like the over in that, actually.
I still think we need to go over. It's just like when Baylor and Tech posted 88-89. I said, you know what? They're going to do 100. They did 98, I think. So, yeah, I like it, don't love it. Like Houston in the over. And that, let's just pull for the Texans to get back in the playoff race. But there's just no way, and there are no rules either side. Pull for the Texans and hope they get a W for us.
What about Oklahoma, Texas? That's a game that, man, Texas looked so bad last week. Are there any rules on that one?
Yeah, it's the old rivalry rule, guys. And, you know, I hate to say it, no matter what's happened in the past, if you follow this from the Michigan-Michigan states to the Utah-Utah states to the USC-UCLAs to the OU-Texas, and I'm going to throw a couple others in there, you got Notre Dame and Navy with a bunch of points. You got OU-Texas with double digits. And then there's another one. I don't have my sheet right in front of me right here. There's three rivalries. I'll find it in a second. To answer your question, like it, don't love it again. I'm going to lean Texas plus the points. OU just, I know that this put up 45. I know Mayfield's throwing it around the yard and whatnot. But I'm going to lean Texas plus the points, just like I lean Navy plus the points against Notre Dame.
I love Navy.
You like Navy?
Exactly. I do like Navy this week.
Yeah. So if you take the, I call it a three-game rivalry basket, basically. And if you take Navy, you take Oklahoma, and I'll find it in the dadgum second. There's another dog out there getting 10 or 11 that I like also.
This Baylor line, I know Kansas is awful and Baylor's going to roll them, but they just keep raising the Baylor numbers to try to get people to bet the other way. I'd almost be willing to give up 44 points against Kansas, especially the way Baylor runs up the score on people.
I think you're leaning the right way, and here's why. When Bama and LSU have been laying these big numbers against Middle Tennessee State, even last week against Eastern Michigan, that number from LSU came down from 45 to 44. I know it doesn't sound like a lot, but those are the pros betting that to make that move. Well, guess what the Baylor line did? It started at 42. It's gone to 44. Just because of the Baylor offense and what they do, and there's no way, hey, we're out of September steam days, remember? And I always say in September, lay the biggest number on the board. It usually gets there if it moves the right way. I'm not going to endorse it thoroughly. It's another like it, don't love it. But I think if you just had to do something, there's no way you're taking Kansas. Bless their hearts, might be one of the worst teams in college football. I think the coach is going to get it turned around. But, no, for this particular weekend, if you're checking it off, if you're going west, you take Baylor.
Was Miami, Florida State your other game that you were talking about?
Yeah, there you go. Thank you very much. There you go. It's, Florida State, to me, is just not all that from last year. Miami looks bad against Cincinnati. Thank you very much. You take all three dogs there, you're 2-1. That's what Wooly lives on, 67%. So Miami plus the double digits, Texas plus the double digits, Navy plus the double digits. There's your triple dog rivalry basket college football.
LSU giving up 18.5 now, a game that wasn't on the board and now is on the board because it's going to be played in Baton Rouge. It was supposed to be played at South Carolina. They switched that around because of weather. You imagine there's any, what do you think the effect will be, at least on how these two teams play? I expect that this is an exciting thing for LSU and kind of a downer for South Carolina, right?
I think so. And if you've noticed kind of some of my plays this year from the get-go, I don't think South Carolina is all that. LSU last week, kind of a little cakewalk, got to play everybody against Eastern Michigan, which Eastern Michigan, look, we even had them earlier this year, and they won for us. They actually covered for us. But, no, I think you're exactly right there, and if you did anything in this game, I haven't studied it much. It's up there, where Spurrier maybe throw some bag of tricks around, whatever, but just emotional and whatnot, I would lean LSU. Not one of my games I've really studied too much this week yet.
Will he be our guest, Fat Side of the Bacon? And before we let you tell the people what kind of deals you got going, have you had a chance to look at any of the Sunday NFL games, anything that jumps out that you want to give people a little bit of taste of the bacon?
Yeah, I'm going to give them a little bit of a taste of the bacon. In fact, I'm going to give them two tastes of the bacons on one college game Saturday and one pro game, and there's a theme, and it's the state of Tennessee. So let's just talk about first of college. Let me, first of all, thanks for talking about Fat Side of the Bacon real quick. 249. Guys, we've had nine sets of weekends. We've had five college and four pro. Fred and AJ can attest to get my plays every week. We've had about five winning weekends, including last week, 10-3 overall. We love when the calendar changes to October. We start beating the mush. We've had five winning, three pushes, and only one bad pro weekend. This is where I get hot in October. 249 all the way through Thanksgiving weekend, 249 through Turkey Day. For a little taste of the bacon on two games that I see the crowd really raising their heads on, and we love going against the crowd. That's why they build those big buildings out west. Everyone is jumping on Georgia saying, last week it was Bama. Well, you know what? I ask everybody, who is Georgia beating? Nobody. Tennessee, I know, they have not closed out. Give me the home three dog with Tennessee. Again, I don't have my whistle. Hey, anybody have the whistle there? Let's blow the whistle.
John might have that whistle around. John, can you blow that whistle?
John, blow the whistle, please, on the balls for me. Does he have it?
Oh, he's got to find it. He's got to find it.
It's all right.
John's not on top of it. He's not paying attention to the show.
Hey, remember, it's Wednesday. We're all thrown off a day here. We're going Tennessee Vols +3 home dog, and then we're going Tennessee Titans +3 home dog. Had a week off to rest. Buffalo's not all that, I don't think. Look at their two wins. Look at their two losses. Give me both Tennessee +3 at home. Those are the Woolly Bees, taste of the bacon. We're going to have six college plays, six pro plays. Those are two of them. Jump on board. That's how the bacon.com. There we go. 249 all the way through Thanksgiving, guys.
All right. Thank you, Willie. Appreciate the time. Look forward to talking to you next week, buddy.
Hey, thanks for your time. Thanks for getting me on here on Wednesday. Hope all the Houston teams do well tomorrow, and we'll talk to you next week.
All righty.
You can hope in one hand and
bleep in the other.
That's right.
Or something. Actually, you could. Who does that? Who bleeps in their hand? I always wondered about that saying. Who does that?
I mean, vile, like, prisoners do that.
Monkeys.
I
see them
do that
in the zoo.
Yeah.
So is that where that comes from? Is somebody went to the zoo and said the monkey can hope to get out of the cage? Or he can crap in his hand?
Maybe.
Okay.
Crap in his hand.
All right. When we come back, we'll get to your phone calls. And Jace, you'll be first since
you teased Jace.
Yeah, I apologize.
Gave him a radio tease.
Well, it wasn't my fault. There was no Wooly. And then Wooly showed up out of nowhere. All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Play the game. I took his words to heart of my
playing days are through. I was proud. ESPN 97.5. Alabama, Arkansas college football, 6 p.m. Saturday on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz, playing the Bud Light Fantasy Thursday game and win $100. It's absolutely free to play. We're having happy hour at the new Christian's Tailgate in downtown from 5 until 7 Thursday. The top point scorer wins $100 and will be invited to play in the finals for a chance to win $2,000. Only way you can enter is to get the link at Christian's Tailgate from Raheel and the ESPN 97.5 road crew, courtesy of ESPN 97.5 and Bud Light. So there you go.
Thank you.
So, this hockey draft. Now, the wife is texting me for advice. So you pick before me.
What's the order?
Basically what I did, I did the random order and then moved the four of us up in the order we were in.
Yeah. So what's
our
order?
It's her, AJ, me, you. You were fourth.
Ah.
So, sorry,
I deserve that fourth pick.
But she's asking about Connor McDavid. I'm like, dude, you can't take him with the first four picks. Are you kidding me? It's like, well, maybe you should. Go ahead.
Yeah.
That'd be great. That'll leave.
It's a good idea, actually.
It's a great idea. It leaves whichever one you don't take out of Crosby and Ovechkin for me.
Yeah.
I'm all for that. All right. Usually we do the gem of the day here, but let's go ahead and get some of these phone calls on because I screwed up by putting someone on. And then, so it's on me. I need to talk better. I need to manage the show
you
better.
You just need to be better.
I need to be better. I need a Bill O'Brien it. So let's go to Jace. What's up, Jace?
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
It's Jason, not Jace. Jong wasn't paying attention.
It wasn't. Right. It's not Jong. It's the interns. But go ahead.
Right on.
Either way.
Hey, two. What are the odds? What are the odds J.J. Watts gets triple teamed Thursday night? And the second, what are the odds on Friday's gym of the day? It's the Thursday night game of the Colts and Texans. I'll hang up and listen.
I have a feeling that, at some point somebody's going to, there'll be at least three guys touching JJ.
Well, I'm
going to
say actually 0% chance that JJ Watts is triple teamed.
Oh, wow.
But JJ Watt, yeah, I think you're going to see that a lot. That's what teams have been doing. And I'm not here Friday, so I don't know what the gym of the day is going to be. That's why you guys can't.
Oh, am I going to have to be responsible for that?
Well, I don't even know if you're going to need one because it's going to be.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have Astros on. So I'm going to be out of town this weekend. People keep asking where the odds you go to the Astros game Sunday. I already had plans to be gone this weekend. So
yeah.
I'll be back Sunday night at some point. All right, let's try Brandon. Other Brandon. What's up, other Brandon?
Hey, what's up?
Sports, Brandon.
Hey, I've called you guys every week for college football asking about Michigan, and I'm just going to keep doing it. But what do you guys think about the game this weekend? Do you think Michigan will beat Northwestern, and do you like the under?
I like Michigan a lot. Michigan continues to impress me. That team is, it's crazy what a difference the guy running the show makes, and how I know I've said this,
how physical they are and how good they are on defense.
Yeah,
man.
That is the one thing that defines Harbaugh teams is just how physical they are. And I know I've said it before, but it's just, it's the reality of it. And Northwestern's good. They don't have the players that Michigan has. I like Michigan this week. Yeah,
boy, what a difference between Brady Joke and this guy.
It really is, and it's so funny how Michigan people like, and this is every program when they hire a coach, they all assume he's the right guy until he's not, and that was the thing with Hoke. Everyone's like, Hoke's going to work out, and then
I don't know. I didn't like. Well, of course, we're not inside the program,
right?
But there's a lot of guys that when they've hired him at the time, like really, and he was one of them.
Yeah, I didn't understand that, and Michigan's one loss. At Utah looks more and more like a really good loss than anything. So, the next 2 weeks, we're going to really find out what Michigan's made of. If they win these next two games against Northwestern and Michigan State, then I don't see why they couldn't beat Ohio State. That's a team that Michigan is a team that could come from being bottom of the barrel to literally, if they win over the next couple weeks, have a shot to play in November for a spot in the tournament.
All right, let's.
Because Michigan is a team that if they had one loss, they would get in.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Especially if their one loss was at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, to a team that's going to be in the top 20 at least when the season's over. Texter says, just got my Dynamo tickets and baby entertained. Thanks for the hospitality, ESPN. So that's who it was that I heard the baby crying when I went out to get coffee.
Ah,
congratulations, sir. All right, let's try Diana. What's up, Diana?
Hey guys, sports.
Sports to you.
I know this is a little early since Anna has a bye this weekend and Alabama still has to play Arkansas, but I'm still wondering what y'all think the odds are that A&M will beat Alabama next weekend. And I'll hang up and listen.
I'll go 39.5%.
Okay. I was thinking 35, so I mean, we're in the same.
I still don't quite know what A&M is, and I think Alabama's one of those teams that's going to keep getting better, but I'm not going to be shocked if A&M beats them. I think they have a chance.
I mean, listen, they're both sitting there, they're ranked 8th and 9th right now in the AP poll. I mean, they're very close from what we've seen. I think it boils down to how much do you believe in what Alabama was against Ole Miss, and how much do you believe in what A&M was when they played Arkansas and didn't look great at all?
Yeah.
I tend to think both teams are better than that. I think it's going to be a really good game, honestly. I think that that Aggie is a team that could give them some problems, because that's the kind of team that does give Alabama problems, or teams that can throw it around.
Yep.
They've got a good home field advantage. It's a winnable game for them. I still tend to lean to Alabama just because they've got the better coach and they've got more talent. Is that going to be enough? I don't know.
A bunch of people asking on the text, why have you guys not talked more about the DraftKings controversy thing?
We talked about it yesterday.
And frankly, I think people are overreacting to it. And that's not because you can play in my league, FanDuel.com/Bauer or anything. But no, it's basically what the guy allegedly did was go and look at who was being used and then used other players so that, you know, if his guys did well, he'd have a chance. Doesn't mean he got lucky picking the right players. It's not really an advantage. I do the same thing. I go and try to look for players that I don't think other folks are going to use. And I don't really see what the big deal is. I think it's just, this is one of those sites have become very controversial, and people are looking for anything they can to make it make a controversy out of it. I don't see it as a big deal. It's a bad look when you go on and win on the other guy's site, but it's a better look than winning on your own.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it's that big of a deal. And they did say that now that they're not going to allow any of their employees to play. Which, it's like a permanent ban on playing.
And they should have done that anyway.
Probably should.
Yeah, that's, you know, basically it's like working in a casino and telling you, okay, you can't go play poker in our casino. I mean, you shouldn't be able to.
Well,
do that.
It's like telling someone you can't play poker at another casino, at the casino next door.
Pretty sure when you're licensed out there, you can't.
Really?
Yeah, I might be wrong about that, but I think if you have a license, I think that's part of it.
All right.
So,
all right, guys, if you're a little banged up or you've injured yourselves, you need to know about my friends over at the Richmond Bone and Joint Clinic. It's part of the UT Physicians Group. They've been long recognized for their academic and medical achievements. The doctors there have developed reputations for being accomplished and progressive, and they're dedicated to giving you the best orthopedic care possible. They've developed systems to make sure the wait time to see a doctor is minimal. They've got three easily accessible locations in Katy, Sugarland, and Richmond. They've all got free parking right out in front, and all the services are under one roof, so you can do your consultation, diagnostic imaging, treatment, rehab, physical therapy, all in one spot, so you're not driving all over town, fighting traffic, paying for parking, and missing work. Give them a call today, 281-344-1715, or visit rbjc.com, where you can learn more about the doctors. You can schedule your appointment online, and a physician referral may not be necessary, depending on your insurance. Give us a call to find out, 281-344-1715, for the Richmond Bone and Joint Clinic.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.